Imagine facing a period of really intense recovery, maybe after surgery or a stroke or even something like a fractured hip. You probably picture, a traditional care setting first, strict routines, maybe limited visiting hours. But what if there was another way? An option designed to bring really comprehensive, high-level rehab right to your home, tailored just for you and maybe without those limitations we often expect. Today, we're doing a deep dive into a really innovative approach. It sort of challenges the whole idea of where and how recovery happens. We've got sources looking at how Sunday Care Therapy and Caring Physio have partnered up. They believe they've created something groundbreaking for at-home recovery. It integrates occupational therapy and physiotherapy in quite a unique way. So our mission today, let's unpack this service, understand the core pieces, and see why it might stand apart from the more traditional options. Basically, give you a shortcut to getting informed on the shift in care. Okay, so let's set the scene a bit. Before we jump into the new model, our sources give a pretty critical look at what many people experience in, let's say, traditional care homes. What are some of those common challenges that come up?
Yeah, it's interesting how the source material really hones in on the drawbacks that kind of spark this whole new idea. For example, in many traditional settings, visiting hours can be quite strict.
Right.
And that can lead to a real sense of separation, can it? Especially from loved ones when you're feeling vulnerable.
Absolutely.
And then there's the reliance on staff availability. Even for basic things, the source gives this example, waiting for help to use the bathroom. Well, it might even mean resorting to pads if assistance isn't there right away. That impacts dignity, clearly. It also mentions that, okay, you might have forms filled out for regulatory bodies like the CQC here in the UK.
The Care Quality Commission, yeah.
Exactly, to tick the box for personalized care. But the reality on the ground might be whoever agency staff is available that day.
Ah, so inconsistency.
Right, leading to inconsistency.
Yeah.
And fundamentally, the description often used is that care homes are places to be looked after. They aren't primarily designed to be rehabilitative. The main goal isn't always, to get you back walking or going to the local shop or even getting on a cruise ship for a holiday. It's a really key distinction in focus.
That paints a very clear picture of potential limitations. Okay, so if those are some of the challenges, how exactly are Sunday Care Therapy and Caring Physio joining forces? What makes their approach completely new, as they say, in addressing these issues? What's the core idea?
Well, the core idea, the real innovation, seems to be this seamless integration. They're taking OT-led live-in care, that's occupational therapy, and combining it with physiotherapy-led rehab. And the claim is this combined package is basically the only option you'd need for really intense, comprehensive recovery at home.
Okay.
And it's designed for a whole range of situations: post-surgery, stroke recovery, delirium, fractured hips, lots of different scenarios. But what's really significant, and this really makes it stand out, is their statement that, quote, "Unlike a lot of NHS commissioned rehab, we have no exclusion criteria."
No exclusion criteria. That sounds major.
It is. It means, for instance, even if your loved one is on their dementia journey, as the source puts it, that doesn't automatically rule them out from regaining the ability to walk after, say, falling and fracturing their hip.
Wow.
So it completely reframes the conversation around who gets access to intensive rehab. It's about tailored care,
Yeah.
potentially offering hope, where other models might just say, "Sorry, it's not possible."
Okay, so the vision is recovery at home. How does that practically work? The sources emphasize it's not just therapy appointments popping in and out. It's built on this foundation of live-in care. What specific advantages does that bring compared to moving into a facility?
Yeah, that live-in aspect is fundamental. If you look at the bigger picture, it offers these really crucial benefits for just maintaining normalcy, maintaining well-being. With a dedicated live-in carer, your family, your friends, they can visit anytime. No restricted hours.
That social connection piece.
Exactly, maintaining those vital connections. Plus, you could potentially keep participating in your own social life, community events. The source explicitly calls this social interaction crucial for maintaining a sense of belonging and overall happiness.
Makes sense.
And beyond the social side, it offers just so much more flexibility and freedom. Day-to-day freedom. Think about choosing when you have your morning coffee, or deciding what you want for lunch, or joining your family for dinner in your own home.
Rather than sticking to a set schedule.
Precisely. You have more control of your daily activities, meal choices, leisure time. It allows you to, quoting again, maintain their independence and have the freedom to make decisions about their own life.
It's about keeping that sense of self, isn't it? Not just being a patient.
That's a great way to put it, maintaining identity.
Okay, so we've got the live-in care foundation. Now let's really zoom in on the clinical side. Therapy at home sounds great, but for someone listening, what are maybe some of the less obvious or even surprising ways an occupational therapist working in your home actually boosts recovery?
Right. The OT role here is fascinating because it's not just about assessing you. It's about transforming your environment into part of the therapy.
Yeah.
So an OT does a really comprehensive assessment. Physical, cognitive, emotional abilities, sure. But critically, they also evaluate your actual home.
Looking for obstacles.
Exactly. Yeah. Barriers, hazards, anything affecting independence or safety. And this leads to what the source calls home modification and adaptation expertise. Mm. They might suggest installing grab bars, maybe a ramp, even just rearranging furniture for better flow.
Yeah.
Or suggesting assistive devices.
Things you wouldn't get in a standard room.
Precisely. It's about making your space work for your recovery.
Yeah.
Using every part of your home, the stairs, the kitchen, as a therapeutic tool. That level of personalization is almost impossible elsewhere.
Okay, so adapting the environment, what else?
Well, that naturally leads into their role in skill development and rehabilitation. OTs are experts in helping you regain those fundamental activities of daily living.
ADLs, right, like dressing, bathing.
Exactly. Dressing, bathing, cooking, managing medications, the things we often take for granted. They don't just tell you how. They work with you, hands-on, in your own kitchen, in your own bathroom, adapting things so you can manage them again.
That sounds incredibly practical.
It is. But here's maybe the most groundbreaking part. According to the source, the OT provides individual, ongoing training for the 24/7 therapy assistant.
Ah, the person who's actually living there.
Yes. Mm-hmm. This isn't just basic care training. It's turning that carer into a highly skilled extension of the therapy team, right there with you all the time. The OT trains them on proper techniques for helping with transfers, positioning, specific exercises, cooking, washing, dressing, even getting out into the community. Whatever you need.
So the therapy continues even when the therapist isn't physically there.
That's the idea. This specific tailored training is aimed at elevating the quality of care constantly and, crucially, reducing the risk of injury or needing to go back to the hospital. It's all geared towards hitting your personal rehab goals.
Got it. So that's the OT side. Now, how does the partnership with Caring Physio fit in and enhance this model? What are the unique benefits of having physiotherapy woven so tightly into this at-home program?
The physiotherapists bring that critical expertise in mobility and physical therapy, again, right into your home. They start, as you'd expect, with a thorough initial assessment and evaluation, looking at your physical condition, how you move, your functional abilities,
range of motion, strength, balance.
All of that. Mm-hmm. To build a treatment plan that's completely personalized to you and your home environment.
Okay.
Then, a major focus is mobility training. And this is more than just let's practice walking. It's specific guidance and training on techniques for moving safely within your space. Transferring from bed to chair, chair to toilet, using walkers or canes correctly on your own floors, around your own furniture.
Real world practice.
Exactly. And importantly, just like the OT, the physio teaches the therapy assistant the correct body mechanics for helping with these tasks.
So preventing falls and injuries for both the person recovering and the assistant.
Absolutely. It ensures consistency and safety, even between physio visits.
Makes sense. What else is core to the physio's role here?
Well, obviously, the rehabilitation and exercise programs. Designing and implementing programs specifically to improve your strength, flexibility, balance, coordination. Using targeted therapeutic exercises, stretches, activities. And again, the therapy assistant gets guidance on how to supervise these exercises, making sure they're done correctly and safely throughout the day.
So it's not just a half-hour session three times a week. It's integrated.
That seems to be the key principle. It's integrated. They also play a big role in pain management, using hands-on techniques if needed, like manual therapy, massage, joint mobilizations, and crucially, educating the therapy assistant on things like proper positioning, body mechanics, postural exercises to help manage pain and stop further injury. And finally, there's the ongoing monitoring and adjustments. The physio doesn't just set a plan and walk away. They're regularly checking your progress, seeing what challenges pop up, and tweaking the treatment plan as needed. It's dynamic.
To ensure the best outcomes and keep you moving towards those goals.
Exactly. Helping you achieve and maintain your rehabilitation goals.
So pulling this all together, what does this really mean for you, the listener, potentially facing recovery? We've done this deep dive into a model that genuinely seems to want to redefine how we think about recovery. It moves away from some of the limitations we discussed in traditional settings, mm-hmm. bringing comprehensive integrated OT and physio right into your own home. It sounds like it's fundamentally about empowering you, helping you regain skills, mm-hmm. keep your independence, make decisions about your own life, all within that familiar, comfortable environment.
It really does. And it leaves you with a pretty important question to think about, doesn't it? How might a recovery journey like this one that's really rooted in your personal space with that content tailored support and critically with no exclusion criteria, mm-hmm. how might that not only speed up the physical healing, but also fundamentally change your overall sense of well-being, mm-hmm. your sense of control during what can be a really vulnerable time?
Yeah.
And thinking beyond just recovery, what does that mean for your potential to truly thrive afterwards, not just get back to baseline? Something to consider.